From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military has denied it staged a military coup, but a spokesman said it was targeting criminals around 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe.
What the Zimbabwe Defense Forces is doing is to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation in our country, which, if not addressed, may result in a violent conflict.
Major General S.P. Moyo said Mr. Mugabe and his family are safe. Soldiers in armored vehicles block roads to government offices. The action occurred amid a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga had threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independent fighters from government. A party statement called that treasonable. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said he believes what's developing is what he calls a peculiar coup.
By the time they're finished, Mugabe will be retained as at least a figurehead. However, I think his wife and her allies will be marginalized, and some of them, at least, I think, will end up in jail.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was viewed as a possible Mugabe successor. President Donald Trump is back in Washington following a 12-day five-nation Asia trip. He said he's proud of what he accomplished.
Very proud of it from a standpoint of security and safety, military, very proud, and trade. You will see numbers that you won't believe over the years. It was over a period of years. They will be treating us much differently than they have in the past.
He said North Korea and trade will be a major topic of a statement he is expected to make soon. This is VOA News. China says it will dispatch a senior diplomat to North Korea, Special Envoy Song Tao, on Friday to discuss matters between the two countries and parties. The Xinhua News Agency Wednesday did not mention any discussion of the North's nuclear or missile programs. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500, injuring thousands. This resident of the Iranian town of Ezgelez said the epicenter flattened the town and residents are receiving no help. She said her children are shivering in the cold. Residents in damaged areas have complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah, promising the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish regions. A Saudi-led coalition air raid Tuesday on the airport in the rebel-held Yemeni capital Sana'a shut it down, destroying the airport's navigation system. The airfield is one of the humanitarian lifelines of the impoverished country in the grip of a struggle between the Saudi-backed government and Shia Houthi rebels. A refugee spokesman for the UN, William Spindler, warned the country's 21 million people are at risk.
Yemen's conflict, which began in March 2015, has produced the world's largest humanitarian crisis. 2 million internally displaced people, 1 million returnees, and 280,000 refugees and asylum seekers are all struggling to survive.
A senior UN official in Yemen appealed to the Saudi-led coalition to reopen seaports so aid can deal with spreading famine and cholera. The ports were closed to cut off supplies of weapons. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he'll return to his country from Saudi Arabia within 2 days, following his surprise resignation over Iran and its proxy force in Lebanon, Hezbollah, which he accused of sowing strife. He also said he feared assassination. His sudden departure caused a political crisis in Lebanon.
Je pense que quand il rentre au Liban,
Lebanese Foreign Minister Gibran Passil, speaking Tuesday in Paris, said when Mr. Hariri returns, he'll go back to normal situation of being prime minister and will decide his own fate. Lebanon's president said he will not accept the resignation until Mr. Hariri comes back to Beirut to formally submit it. Venezuela's government has vowed to make debt payments responsibly after two ratings agencies declared the South American oil exporter in partial default. The information minister said Caracas initiated payment of interest on its foreign debt, estimated to be about $60 billion. U.S. stocks in New York fell Tuesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones losing 30 points to 23,409. Giant industrial conglomerate General Electric lost nearly 6% in value as the company undergoes a massive overhaul. Investors weigh the company's future. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.